Hello, everybody, and welcome to Professor P's podcast. I'm Natasha Palumbo, aka Professor P. I'm known for evoking the essence of spirituality by bringing the energetic fire, activating the mind, and speaking the truth. I'm so honored that you are here with us today. I thank you for joining. This podcast is focused on entrepreneurship, empowerment, and energetics. You're going to find a wealth of information inside, guest speakers, and the elixir, a dose of energetic power. So let us join in on today's podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Professor P's podcast. I'm so excited that you're joining me again today. Listen, thank you so much. I'm always excited to give you your kudos and your love and my deepest gratitude for all the messages, all that you're getting and receiving from the podcast. I am so grateful that you are getting so much. I definitely am putting my heart into them. I love getting the messages that this was right on time. This is exactly what I needed. Thank you for sharing this message. All those messages that come to me, I am so grateful. So keep them coming. Thank you for telling other people, subscribing, liking. Today, I am jumping into a hot topic, bringing you some elixir. Today's topic, delayed gratification. Ooh, let me say that one more time for you. Delayed gratification. Professor, what do you mean delayed gratification? Listen, this one is hard. I'm not even going to deny it. It can be hard to delay your gratification, your longing and ability to enjoy something, delaying that, pausing it for a greater time. See, delayed gratification and emotional intelligence are tied together. They work hand in hand. It is so important for you to have emotional intelligence. I cannot stress enough the importance of emotional intelligence, understanding your emotions and being able to monitor and understand the emotions around you in others. It is very important to have a high emotional intellect. And in order to do that, you must learn delayed gratification. This is discipline. It is patience. And as a lion, I love to move fast. What are you telling me? I have to wait for something? Not in today's world, not in this fast social media, right at your fingertips, giving you that adrenaline, that kick, that endorphin, that feeling, that hit. No, I can get it right now. I can get instant gratification. Why would I turn down instant gratification? Well, here's why. Because when you delay gratification, you get greater. I'm gonna hold space for that. How many of you want greater in your life? Where are you at? Raise your hand. You know that that's my favorite part. Raise your hand. You want a little bit greater in your life. Right here. Oh, yeah. There we go. The room's getting hot now. I see your hands. Thank you for raising them. You're going to have to do a little delayed gratification. Not just even a little, a lot. So here's what a small example of delayed gratification looks like with children. You tell the child, this is really done, okay? Tell the child they can have this cookie, but only after they've waited. They can't have it right now. They have to wait until you come back into the room. And then you leave the room with the temptation. How dare we? This is real things. This really does happen. You've probably seen footage of it. So the kid is left with this cookie. There. It's able to have it. They can just take it and eat it. Nobody's in the room. Nobody will see them. Right? But the teacher, the parent, the whoever told them, listen, don't eat this cookie. Save this cookie until I come back and then you can have it. But a lot of times children, they just can't take it. They can't take it. They got to have that cookie right now. They use very animalistic instincts. I got to have it right now. And they eat the cookie. But there are those children who wait. They listen. Ooh, this is good, Holy Spirit. They listen to the wisdom that was told to them to wait. They listen to the instructions that was told to them to wait. How many of you know you need to be listening right now to wisdom that has told you to wait? Wait patiently, eagerly, with expectation. And that one child does. It waits and it waits and it waits and it looks at the cookie and it waits and it looks at the cookie and it looks at the time and it looks at the door and it looks at the cookie and it looks at the cookie and it waits. And all of a sudden, an hour later, here comes the teacher, the parent, the person who's performing this experiment of sort. They come back in. They say, "You didn't eat the cookie. Good job." "Yes, I didn't. You said not to eat it. I didn't need to eat it right then." And the person gives them another cookie. Not only did they get the one cookie that they so patiently waited for, but they got two. The whole example of this is also done in marshmallows. You see the kids eat the marshmallows. They're like, "Where did the marshmallow go?" "I don't know. It's gone. Did you eat it?" Knowing the whole time they've recorded them and they know they saw them eat it, right? How many of you have grabbed your cookie when you know you needed to wait? How many of you have stuffed your mouth with a big old marshmallow and you know you needed to wait? See, when we have delayed gratification, we get greater. We get better. When you think you have waited, I want you to wait a little bit longer. I want you to keep stacking your coins a little bit more. It is putting away money for something that is far greater. It is saying, "You know what? I'm not going to go to the Bay Area this weekend. I'm not going to travel out on my adventure weekend. I'm going to store that money up because I really want to go to Italy." How many of you want to travel outside of the country? Where's your hands now? Okay, there they go. There those hands go. Well, wait. Delay that gratification. Because I guarantee you, when you open the curtains and you look outside into the beautiful landscape of Rome, of Venice, and you're floating in your gondola down the river banks, the Italian river banks, and you can smell the fragrance of fresh bread baking, pasta being churned through the pasta maker, the fragrance of sauces. You're looking around at something you've never seen before. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard. Who needs this today? Who knows that you need to wait, that you need to delay your gratification? See, we are not animals, everyone. We are human beings. We are intelligent. We have the power of patience. There is great power in patience, waiting for what you rightfully deserve. See, far too many times we're so fixed on a quick fix, quick gratification that we just lay down with whomever just to get that hit. And then we're laying down and not realizing it's trash next to us. I don't know who that's for, but get up. Stop laying down the trash. Stop giving your pearls to swine. Cut it out right now. Get up and wait and have patience. Delay that gratification. You're not an animal. Don't operate like that. Operate in thriving, in your intellect, in knowing that you deserve the best. So don't shortchange yourself because you've got this passion burning so deeply that you got to get this fix. No, you don't. Because you don't know if that fix will give you something that will last you a lifetime that you don't really want. So the delayed gratification is your assignment to study it, to seek it out, and to put it into practice. I want you all to go and learn more about delayed gratification. I want you then to figure out how you can begin to implement delayed gratification in your life every day. I'm trying to build you up into greatness. I'm trying to set you apart. Anybody can be average, my friends. That's so easy to be average. I need you to know that you have been set apart. You are unique, like the thumbprint, the fingerprint that are so deeply woven in your hands. You are to be set apart. You are to use self-control. It is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Self-control, patience, discipline. There is great power there. You get to have greater gratification when you delay these temporary fixes. And I'm telling you, all of this was set up for consumerism. To just buy. Fashion is so fast. Amazon is built on fast. Your social media is built on that quick fix. But I need you to learn the long-term thinking. I need you to learn critical thinking. All of these fixed fascinations are only to keep you more controlled. But the power resides in you. So your homework is to go study delayed gratification. It is to go put a plan together. I want you to figure out how you can save money for something greater. Getting off the couch and going out and exercising. Delay watching a movie. Delay it for later. Go get the hard work done. You can see a movie later. Get up and go. Delay the gratification. Stop being a person who walks around getting quick fixes all the time. You got to have that hit. No, you don't. What you need is patience, endurance, because that's what it takes to run this race. That's what it takes to stay in the game, to stay in the game, to be able to win, to beat the course. As my son would say in golf, you got to beat the course, not the players. Ha! The course is the game of life. When your time has come, will you have beat the course? Will you have been able to profit off of the gratification that has the richness and the greatness of one that was delayed? See, we're short changing ourselves for less because we want it right now. Stop wanting things right now and be able to build what is before you in your future that is far greater than anything you could touch right now. Build for the now of tomorrow. Wait for the now of tomorrow. It isn't that I don't want you to seize the day. It's that I want you to stop being so easily amused by circus tricks and clowns. I want you to understand and build for a great and mighty future. So your homework is to build a plan for delayed gratification. Study it, understand it, weave it in your system of success. Thanks everyone for listening today. I hope you received a lot out of that episode and are feeling energized and ready for whatever lies ahead. If you did enjoy it, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it out. Thank you in advance for doing so. Please also connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Natasha M. Palumbo. And until next time, be encouraged, be empowered, and as always, be well.